FM 1021.
It's Cramp and Adler on FM 1021. Only 19 now. 6:34 and a high today of 30 degrees. Facebook Bullies coming up in 15 minutes right now.
It's sports with Adler.
Hell yeah.
Sports, bitches.
Telling you, it's a pattern you can almost follow to the letter. If five or more Bucks getting double figures of scoring, chances are they're going to win like they did last night in Toronto. They look good. 105-99, a solid outing from them. Interesting thing last night also, Orlando Magic beat up on Miami. And obviously the Bucks having a nice go at Miami as well. And the Bucks are playing Orlando three times between now and the 20th of this month. So in 11 days, they're playing them three times. Twice at home, once there. Last in Orlando, shot 42 three-point. It's 42 three-point attempts.
That's got to be a record, isn't
17,
it?
17-42, close. I think 49, I believe, is the most attempts in one game. That's all they do. They shoot three-pointers. They're just trying to 17 out of 42, not bad. Enough to get them the win. But if that's all you're going to do, you and I could go out and just blaze three-pointers, you know? It takes skill to make them, but it sure as hell doesn't take a lot to shoot them. So if that's what the Bucks are up against, I am cautiously optimistic about the next, let's say, 2 weeks of the Bucks. It's not the easiest schedule in the world, but it's not bad. Especially if you're just going to have essentially a beer league NBA team with a guy like Dwight Howard who wants to leave. He's essentially auditioning for other teams, which is perfectly fine. And speaking of auditioning, the big rumble now that Aaron Rodgers wants to host Saturday Night Live. And after his outing over the Super Bowl weekend of on air at NBC, a lot of people are very impressed. Evidently, he talked to a few people that were involved with Saturday Night Live, some of the cast members. And
he talked to them.
Yes.
He expressed interest to them.
However, if social media has anything to do with it, he needs more help. Because the Aaron Rodgers to host SNL Facebook page only has 19,000 people signed up on it.
What did that Betty White page have?
I think she got it. Like 1 million or 2 million people?
Yeah.
So I think he's going to need a couple hundred thousand, nay, maybe million before he gets there. I think you should do it, though. All you have to do is listen to a little bit of an interview with Eli Manning to realize that guy did not get the gift of gab in that family.
Well, if you go back to the commercials that Aaron's been in, okay, not the live TV feed that he did during pre-Super Bowl.
No,
okay.
But the actual spots. Yeah, the commercials,
I don't know if that's necessarily the best idea because he was reading right off the cue cards. Do you remember those?
Oh, yeah. Hi, I'm Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
All right, see, it's a little awkward.
The
delivery is there. He's very solid, but he's also very monotone. There's no inflection in the voice. You know, there's a little emotion there. Even with that pregame of the Super Bowl, he was great. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
He was great at what he did. But, you know, there's
I would like to see the outtakes from him and Gruber because I think I always think that spot should start. Since they're just obviously positioned in this with two leather chairs, it would be funny if they're both talking. Also, Aaron Rodgers looks at the camera and goes, oh, hi, I didn't see you there. David Gruber and I were just like, you interrupted their conversation.
Which usually happens if you see Gruber. It's like, oh, it's David Gruber.
Yeah.
No kidding,
he's
really.
In Milwaukee Market almost every day for
there
lunch.
There you go.
So I think it'd be funnier if they let him be a little, open it up a little more, you know?
Yeah,
so, but
like you see Roger sitting there on this leather recliner and he's watching some film or something of a game. Yeah, he's analyzing with a book or something.
And Gruber's over his shoulder.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, just out of nowhere.
Ha! Just open it up a little bit. That's all I'm saying.
He's been Grubered.
Yeah,
he's been Grubered. Out of nowhere, there comes Gruber.
And it should be Get Gruber because One Call That's All is used by lawyers throughout the country. Uh-huh. People think it's specific to Milwaukee. You got Grubered, son!
Which would probably work in some areas of town.
It would be better, you know? You're going to remember you got Grubered.
Son, you done got yourself all Grubered.
The guy in Las Vegas, the heavy hitter. Glenn Lerner.
And getting Grubered can mean anything, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Or just steal the MacGruber thing.
The actual
going back to Saturday Night Live.
If they could do that, incorporate MacGruber into SNL for Aaron Rodgers, but would you have to bring in David Gruber? And where would the joke go on that one? Because a lot of people naturally don't know of that commercial or David Gruber. But then, you know, Gruber's getting all this national attention.
Well, it doesn't matter because the spot's on so many times that you eventually get used to it.
Yeah.
People, you know, it's like anything. The more times you see a commercial, the less you start thinking about what it actually means. You don't care.
Yeah, you just see the people.
Think about insurance commercials. You don't know. You see a commercial, I don't even know what the hell that commercial is for.
Yeah.
So I'm like, if Aaron Rodgers is going to use, you know, sort of a a tape for a demo.
He needs a demo reel.
Yeah, he needs the outtakes from the Gruber spots.
Yeah,
and the funny part of him getting carted off and the bank commercial. He should do it because Eli Manning is not. He can barely speak. All right, great quarterback, hardly speak. Tom Brady was already on.
Is there talk about getting Eli Manning on?
Well, it's kind of a natural fit. He's already, it's in New York, and he won the Super Bowl, so you get that. But I don't think that should be the natural thing.
But did you see the jokes that he was throwing out during the celebration in New York? What Eli said when he was on stage talking in front of all those fans? He's like, well, we were 6-2, and then we figured that was too easy. So we lost a couple games. Then we were up 9 in the Super Bowl. We figured, why don't we give them a chance? That wouldn't go over well.
You know, that's only funny when you're on a podium in front of millions of people.
And you just won the Super Bowl.
Not as funny on a Saturday night when you've had a couple drinks.
No.
Like, this guy is the most unfunny Manning I've ever seen